The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dum Dums and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dum Dums and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang have escaped the 501st brothel and managed to hang on to their ship. Vic adopted Gungan Ramsay as new Deeps. Brash is worried he can't survive alongside this particular group of psychopaths. And Engage 311 carried out brain and body surgery on Waka Waka Fonzi to make him smarter and stronger. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
So you're back aboard the wee baby Seamus, formerly known as the Down But Not Out, which it may be once again as soon as you can get some paint remover and some new paint. You've recently picked up a new crew member, the Chef Gungan Ramsay, a Zabrak who was raised amongst Gungans and is desperately trying to affect a British accent to hide his Gungan roots. Waka was brutally injured last session, as you'll recall, though he doesn't anymore because of the change in his brain chemistry. But now he's a slightly smarter Waka and slightly more deadly, as he can now merge with Engage in times of great need. Vic, having won the tournament through a mixture of cheating and brute force, has obtained the deed to Rick's ship, which he is en route to explore. The rest of you are starting to prepare the wee baby Seamus for flight. I guess my question to you is there anything else you want to do on Fake Coruscant before you leave?
Yeah. Can I do one thing real quick?
Sure.
While I... I'm just going to open up the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to...
Roll it down.
I'm going to open up the window, and I can see that Goro guy through the window.
He's out for a walk.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, this is for you, buddy. And I'm going to get my laser scope sniper, and I'm aiming at his head, and I'm going to pick him off.
Okay, roll a ranged attack, please.
Okay. My ranged is... My ranged is one. That's cool. A light attack.
Yeah, and your agility is what?
Oh, God. My agility is two.
All right, so that's one yellow and one green. You're very far away because you're trying to snipe him. Also, you had to walk through the entire village to get to this place last time. So you're at long range, so that's going to be five purple.
Hold on, one second, I lost the thing again. Yeah. God damn it. Here we are. Give that to me one more time, baby.
All right, so you have one yellow, one green, five purple, one blue for the laser scope.
But I'm able to connect to the laser scope with my circuitry, though. Does that give me any...
It already did. That's the blue.
All right. Okay, here goes. This is for you, Waka Waka. Let it be out of your system forever. Fuck. Two failures, three threats.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
So... You're lining up the shot. Your circuitry is pulling it through pretty well. And then at the last second, like you can see his recently shorn top knot in your scope. And as your robotic finger pulls the trigger, just too late, you see a weird kind of lurching shape. And the smallest hut you've ever seen comes wandering through your scope. And your bullet tears through the head of Pizza the Hut. Who gets knocked off his little walking platform, and his translator droid goes, "Oh no, oh no, the great Pizza the Hut is dead. Pizza Hut has failed to deliver life unto himself. Help, help, help." Goro looks up, he sees that Pizza Hut's been shot. He's like, "Oh no, space truckers." And he reaches into his jacket and he pulls a gun out with each arm and begins running, shooting at the ship. And people start pouring out of the various buildings with rifles and weapons. Meanwhile, as he's lining up the shot, were the rest of you going to leave to go do anything?
I would have been in the cockpit getting ready to leave the planet. So
okay, great.
Vic, take the good with the bad.
You arrive at the at Rick's ship, which is called the Eatable Complex, and it's really nice. Like, it's super cool. Not as cool as your ship, of course, because you know you're used to flying the best ship. But it is a ship, it looks like a smaller craft. Like I think we established last time, it's kind of like a sports car style shuttle.
Right.
You take a look inside, you see, you know, it's full of like Doritos bags and like, you know, garbage, but still the bed looks very comfortable, and it might be nice to have the additional ship to kind of have some extra space. You could probably tow it. That'd be fine. And then you hear a number of gunshots, and you see the wee baby Seamus' engines start to fire up. Brash, a bunch of people are shooting at the ship. The shield is down to 20% as a hail of laser fire assaults the ship.
I am bugging the fuck out. Brash has no intention of dying on this fucking shithole. So he either not aware that Vic isn't on the ship, or he doesn't care. He's not dying for Vic. Everyone here is a psychopath. He just pulls up and punches out like the fuck out of the spaceport.
It's so weird, Vic, because a ship that looks just like yours, but it's called the Wee Baby Seamus, takes up and flies off, and like people are shooting at it a lot, and like whoever's on that ship's a total dick because they're getting shot at. Not you. You're Vic Denbar.
Yeah, I am Vic Denbar. I'll climb aboard my new ship, and I'll get on the comms to my team, and just say, "Hey, did anyone see that ship take off just now? What was the deal with that? Everyone's angry at him." If they're still in range of my, of
they
like
are.
The
yep.
Comms.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, and you just hear through the comms. Someone tell me right now, who did the goddamn sniper shot? Engage? Did you fuck up Waka's brain?
No,
what happened?
It was that. It was that droid I smoked earlier. He did.
Okay, I know it was not second dibs. All right, that's not true. It wasn't Waka. Did you just shoot someone?
Oh, sorry. I was reading this fun book about the alphabet. What's going on?
Engage. Did you try to avenge Waka after you erased his memories?
And then I run into a closet.
Engage. We're over comms. This doesn't.
Also, as you leave, Sterling goes up and just quietly closes the window again just before you hit atmosphere.
Yeah, so we're not on the planet's surface anymore. Engage is an asshole, and that's why we're not on Coruscant.
What do you mean you're not on Coruscant? I'm still on Coruscant.
Well, you're going to have to sort that out, aren't you? Maybe you can gamble your way off. Or do you know what? Why don't you pull a lightsaber on someone? Everyone's just pulling guns and shooting strangers and getting me almost killed.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Before I got captured from the grenade explosion in the bank... I managed to steal the Palpatots funds for Tots in Palpatots. So, look, I know I'm a bastard sometimes, but I don't bite the hand that feeds me. All right, so here's your cut, every one of you.
It's 5,000 credits each, except for Vic, who's on a different ship.
Oh, all right.
I mean, A... That's impressive. But B, do you know who oversees Palpatots? Just one of those random questions on like who you stole from. Remember in the holograms of the Emperor when like behind him there would be a number of people in all red with terrifying weapons? Like his personal guards?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an endless legion of fanatical guards of the Emperor, who's also dead. So, by the way, they're a little touchy right now.
And here's 1,000 extra credits from my share. Shut up.
This is hard to argue with.
Oh, there we go. Wow, okay.
Because nothing will change if I argue, I say to myself with the conflict off.
All right, Vic, you see their ship quickly disappearing. What do you do?
You guys stole my ship. You stole my ship. And I'll climb into my new ship and start it up and take off after them.
All right. So can you please roll me a piloting check?
Happily. I have 0 points in piloting. So that's 2 agility. 2 green. What else are you looking for? 2 purple is like the standard thing?
Yeah, 2 purple.
Flying a ship is a standard.
Yeah, I was going to say, this ship is meant to be flown by anyone.
Rick.
Yeah.
If your name ends in an ick, you could fly it.
This is a teenager's first vehicle.
Nice. That's 2 failures.
You gun the engine, and it's like you flooded. It's just like...
makes like the hyperdrive malfunction sound.
Yeah, and you like bang the wall, but this vehicle's too nice for that to work. And then all of a sudden, you see a man with a scorched upper lip yell, "Yeah, that's him! Get him!" And the mob comes at you, opening fire with their blasters. So your ship's shields are now at 50%. The shields can take one more massive volley from the entire city of Coruscant. Go ahead and roll again.
Yeah.
This time I'll give you 1 blue because you've tried it before and you think you might have the hang of it, but also 1 black because now there's people shooting at you.
Brace.
Honestly, in this case, yes. This would help if you had that skill.
Say, 4 successes, 1 threat.
Oh!
All right, you punch insane. It into gear, and the Oedipal complex kind of takes up off the ground, and then you begin to hear the sort of horrifying telltale whine of a TIE fighter engine, and you can see that someone from town clearly got their old ride up and running. So a weird, like, slightly modded TIE fighter whose the top parts of the solar panels and the wings have been broken downward to kind of give it some actual, like, planetary maneuvering. And it is shooting straight for you.
I like wave like, go around, go around, as I'm trying to like escape.
All right. So with your successes, you manage to get up off the ground. The TIE fighter opens fire, and you realize it's not going to go around. It's just being very rude. That's not how you use a turn signal. So you floor it and are thrown back into your seat as the Oedipal complex takes off. Once you're sort of off planet, they cease their pursuit, and you see a number of the rent-a-cop ships, and you're hailed by one of them, Brash. He's like, Mr. Denbar, hi, it's me again. Did you get that rapscallion you were after?"
"Yeah, they got it sorted out. This is Renegade's friend, Brash. He's coming back in the other ship, you know. Got to keep everything together."
"Wow, I can't believe you're friends with Renegade. He seems so untouchably cool. I don't know how you do that."
"It is an unforgettable experience that many people will remember for the rest of their lives, however long those are."
"Cool. Okay, well, thanks for employing me, I guess. Put in a good word for me with my supervisor. Bye." And the rent-a-cops drift past you in their ships. And you can see the TIE fighter kind of like come up towards the atmosphere and then just turn back around and go home. So having successfully evaded them, you are able to link back up. At this point, it's more of a let's fly together than a we'll just tow the ship. But Vic, you're able to kind of like sync your data to theirs, and jump to the same spot. Where do you want to go? You've got N-Gage as well as the funds he stole back. You could go and deal with 2-2 Cups, or you could take the money and run.
Oh, Zadie for the space grenades.
Oh, wow. We forgot the third option. Okay, friends, here are our three options.
Prize.
We can get a collection of 300 thermal detonators if we assassinate Agen Zadie, who is several sectors away. That is the full extent of what I know about Agen Zadie at this point, but we can look into it. We can go back to 2-2 Cups and say, here's your money, and a ship as a bonus. Be our friend. Or we could run and sell the ship and just have a lot of money to buy a bigger ship. I'd love a Star Destroyer. I want something with so many guns on it that are under my control, it would be majestic. Thoughts?
Hey everybody, Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM, and I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now, but I hope you're enjoying it, and we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumdumdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us in our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the Dumbverse.
I think we should keep working with 2-2 Cups to get into Agrippa's base and save my parents and possibly Waka's daughter?
If I might
we disprove the daughter. Engage. Sorry, go ahead, Waka. Yes, please.
Yes, thank you. And I've been like, there's a chalkboard, and I'm kind of writing like nonsensical like calculations on it.
Damn. That bump from 2 to 3?
Yeah. Majestic. It's just like it, there, nothing.
Well, before he ate the chalk, now he's using it to write. It's a.
I want to be clear. At this point, Waka is smarter than Brash.
Hey, look at all the math he's doing. He's a smart kid.
Like, I have the smarts. But it's like having an awesome car without the keys. You know what I mean? It's like
So you know everything you know about nothing.
Yeah. So it's like I would like, I'm writing these like calculations, take a bite of the chalk, I'm writing some more. Like I'm just kinda like a carrot. I'm just like,
now to further your point, we need to save your parents. I say that with my no longer secret plan, we should go and get the grenades so that we can save your parents. And then I underline some gibberish. Better.
I thought Two Cups was going to make it better. I thought so. That's the whole reason we went to the Black Suns.
Vic, you don't actually know this because this was back when we were forming the Quad Dad plan. But outside, Waka wants to use all of the detonators to blow up Agrippa. So maybe Two Cups could get us access, and Waka's theory is mass explosives will save your family. Yeah, I have concerns too, just in results based.
It's a risk, but I don't see any other choice.
Hey, sorry, what are we doing?
We're gonna blow up my parents.
We need you to use the holonet to find someone named Agen Zadi, who is within a few sectors distance of here. We need to assassinate them.
Oh, gosh, okay. Oh, let me just boot up into the old cloud there.
Go ahead and roll me a computer check, please.
All right.
This will be 2 purple.
Okay, so my computer is 1.
Mm-hmm. And your intellect is 4. So that's 1 yellow, 3 green.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it said 2 purple. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. It's an imperial record, but the empire is in complete chaos right now. So I feel like you know your shit. I'm going to give you 1 blue for the team of hackers who's on board the ship who can help you.
My nerd squad.
Your nerd. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yep. Okay, guys, here goes. Two successes, 3 advantages, 1 triumph.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Shit. Wow.
You did it.
Okay.
It turns out Gungan Ramsay has been Agen Zadi all along.
I also have everybody's social insurance numbers.
Yeah, you're going to help them all win a free cruise. They just need to give you their social insurance numbers. Okay, cool. So, yeah, you find that Agen Zadi is stationed on a nearby icy world called Dingo.
Dingo?
Dingo. So it's a small outpost. It's kind of a shit detail for stormtroopers, but there's sort of a number of resources required for kind of the mass production of imperial food that are found on Dingo. So it's a very hostile environment. It's a very hostile climate. There seem to be kind of like one city on Dingo that the stormtroopers would be stationed at, but they frequently do patrols out to some of the processing facilities, as well as dealing with some of the local creatures on the planet. So you're able to find kind of exactly where they are. With that amount of triumphs, like you're pretty well set. You know Zadie's house number. Guy, with a success that high, is there any other information about this person you would want, do you think, that you would be looking for, aside from their sin, which you have?
So I have their sin. I can steal their identity on a whim. I want to know... any of their security systems that they have at their compound, lodge, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. So maybe I get to, be the voice of their security personnel should a problem arise.
Okay, yeah, I dig that. All right, so you get their security codes and their security clearance. Their computer is password locked by, like, Stormtrooper for life. so you've got access. But yeah, I'll say... if you try and hack their security systems, you'll be doing it at a massive advantage.
Great.
So, Waka, with your newfound intellect, is there anything you think you would have been doing during your downtime?
I'm just going to kind of say that, like, Engage is doing the hacking. You're figuring out where to go. The hackers are assisting him. And, like, collectively, both ships are on their way there now. So is there anything you're doing in the interim?
I'm doing these, like, calculations. But I think that, like, I don't remember Goro. But subliminally, like, in like, the back of my head, like, he's still there. I just don't know it. So, like, in my calculations and my gibberish, if you, like, kind of, like, look at all the stuff, there's, like, this, like, remember to kill Goro. But it's, like, it's kind of just, like, spelled out, all spaced out all over the place. But I don't see it. I'm just like, okay. And I'm just, like, doing all this stuff. I also kind of have these, like, kind of, like, little, like, twitches where the Serpentos kind of takes over quickly. Yep. And he's just like, and like, yeah. So it's kind of like this, like, back and forth. Like, it would be like, I don't even know who's in charge anymore.
Gotcha. Love it.
Yeah.
Cool. Vic, what do you think you'd be doing on the Eatable Complex? Would you rename the ship? You have a capability to do that.
Yeah. I was saving the name Vic Viper. So this is the Vic Viper now.
Great.
Which is stolen from another franchise. Just following the trend of this.
Is that
specific...
Cowboy Bebop?
No, it's the name from... oh, man. Maybe you can help me, guy. It's like a Konami game. It's like a bullet hell, like, shoot 'em up, and the little ship is called the Vic Viper. I can't remember
what it's called.
Gradius?
It's Galaga.
Gradius?
Gradius. It might be Gradius.
Makes sense. Okay, wicked. So having stolen another franchise title that is spelt differently enough that we can't be sued... by late 80s, early 90s Konami. What else would you
be doing? I clean up the ship, which is basically take all the trash that's in, like, the cockpit and just kind of, like, shove it out into, like, it's basically what, like, a cargo area and a cockpit, and that's about it.
Yeah. Think like a Star Trek shuttle. So there's a pilot seat, there's kind of a room that's used for cargo and
so
has benches.
All the trash that I can man into that room, seal the cockpit, and just open the cargo doors. This is my way of cleaning the ship.
Just vent it into space. Like,
just doing one barrel roll so that everything just kind of, like, cascades out, and then I just close it. And, like,
that's how that's how the Dunbar Nebula was born. Okay, wicked. So yeah, the ship is looking shiny. The Vic Viper, brash on the cockpit. A new designation blinks on that says Vic Viper.
Cool. And then I'm just gonna, like, rewrite over my own thing because I can, like, nickname other ships for my sensors, and it just says Idiot Box.
All right, very good. Is there anything else you would have done over this time?
How long is this time, Tom?
It probably takes about a day to travel.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I think Brash would have swung by the medical room and seen Waka eating chalk with a bunch of nodes and somehow smarter and more dangerous. And then he would go back to the pilot's room and he would have a breakdown because everyone is insane that he deals with. Just all of them. Engage is like a weird sociopathic mad scientist murderer, and Waka will only kill anyone he wants to talk to at any point. And Vic is so stupid, he's not even good at space poker, his one job. And he can't control any of them. So I think he is going to reach over and take out the box from under the seat. And
well,
he's going to go lock himself.
Who came crawling back?
You're not wrong, but I really need to not die. And then I'll go and lock myself in the engine room and just, like, open the box and be like, I had an uncle named Xanatos and he was not the best. And I flip my hair around and it falls across part of my face in, like, an emo way. And there's, like, a shadow of one light kind of crossing the other eye that's exposed. And I'm like, I just can't afford to go the way he went. And if I don't become something powerful, I won't survive these adventures.
And have you ever heard the tale of Darth Plagueis the Wise? It's pretty cool. We could go to an opera and I could tell you about it.
Okay, I thought I had to pick you up, but sure, tell me about the opera, and then
I'll sit down
and look at
it. Here's the deal. I'll give you the TLDR. You want to live. You want to face down death itself and laugh. I can give you that power that some consider to be unnatural. You just have to imagine there's an opera, like a cool space opera going on, and people are flying, and it's very impressive.
With like laser sperm kind of like flying.
Yes, laser sperm. I can grant you these powers.
Oh, the famed Bath and Sperm operas.
Yes, Cirque de Spermlay.
There we go.
Pick me up and you will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Also, I'm very tired of this box.
And imagining like dark opera music playing around him as he looks down and his hand reaches out and then he does pick up the lightsaber.
And you're fully expecting like a massive wave of energy to hit you. But this time there's nothing, just a calm sense of it almost feels right. You just hear the voice say, good, good. This is as far as I had planned. So put me on your belt for a time.
Okay, but here's my only concern. And it's just, he's already shifted to having like pretty realistic conversations with the lightsaber out the gate. He's just bought in now. So he's kind of dealing with it like he did his uncle, which also kind of means the lightsaber is in charge.
So here's the thing, though, like I'm not supposed to have taken you out of the box. And technically, it's supposed to be like a co-ownership thing. So if they see me carrying you around, they are stronger than me and I will lose the fight.
Ah, then let me teach you the first lesson of the Sith. Take me off of your belt.
Okay, and I take him off and I like hold now, him in front of me with both hands.
Put me in your pocket.
Okay, and I do.
Ta-da!
And looking down, sure enough, you just look like someone carrying something in your pocket.
It's like, what they don't know can hurt them. Emperor Abraxas.
Oh, you and I are going to get along very well. And I take out my data slab and I write, first rule of the Sith, always have pockets. And then I laugh. I go back out to fly the ship.
There's lint in here. This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at The Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com, our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, The Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.